Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, hour two this Friday on the Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Our top stories we are following. Apparently our government has known for some days now that America is under assault from a Chinese spying operation with this reconnaissance balloon flying over the continental United States, seemingly unable to make a decision. How about we either, if we can send guys to the moon, we either capture the balloon, which would be my first choice, and bring it back down to Earth. I mean, we have the ability to send men to the moon, get out of their spaceship, and start walking around the moon and playing with golf balls. So if we have, and bring them home, I would think we'd be able to get a Chinese, reconnaissance balloon out of the air. We had two Air Force F-22 scrambling to get this, where the balloon was observed. Can they figure out a way to get it down? And if they can't do that, how about we shoot it down? This is the same Chinese government that doesn't want a Speaker of the House to visit Taiwan. The same ones flying their fighter aircraft all over Taiwan airspace. And they're so sensitive. And the big response is what? Tony Blinken, who's useless anyway, just decides he's not going to go. Anyway, here to talk about this is the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Now, he's looking into two very specific issues. One is the top secret classified information that is found in five separate locations as it relates to the Bidens. And then, of course, the Biden family syndicate. And we've been spending a lot of time talking about that. And Joe Biden lying to the American people, saying not once did he ever talk to Hunter about his foreign business dealings. We know that to be a lie. Congressman Comer, great to have you. And by the way, I know you fully expect to be smeared, slandered, besmirched, attacked, you know, as this new Biden war machine is up and running, or their war room is up and running, and on all these legal letters are flying out all over the place. But I don't think that's going to stop you from doing your job. Am I correct?
You are correct. They've been attacking me and Jim Jordan for 2 months straight. It's nonstop on their blogs, their MSNBC network, anything that has more than one crazy liberal on it. They're attacking me, but that's not going to stop anything we're doing. I think one thing that's changed, Sean, from November when we had our press conference right after the midterm elections announcing the Biden investigation to today is the majority, believe it or not, of the mainstream media recognizes that this administration has completely lied about their family's shady business dealings. They're lying about these documents. They're not being transparent with anything. And I think the tide is finally turning with the Bidens now.
When you look at the money, and I spent a great deal of time last night going over the, you know, because we've been reaching out to the Biden folks for a long time to get answers to questions. And believe it or not, oh, you know, dozens of times. And we have been denied every single time any comment as it relates to Joe Biden. Now, I went in great specificity and great detail about what happened yesterday. Letters here, there, everywhere with the DOJ, the IRS, media outlets. Hunter's lawyers are asking Pops to put an end to the discrimination on the material on Hunter's laptop from hell. They seemingly admit, and on the one hand, that they, it is his laptop. On the other hand, they're denying it's his laptop. Can we get a straight answer? That would be a good start. You know, but now that they're engaged, finally, I'm sending over probably what will be 100 questions that we've been trying to get answers to. We've made dozens of requests. They don't confirm or deny anything. And anyway, like the Senate reporter had pointed out, you know, no experience, Hunter admits, on Good Morning America in oil, gas, or Ukraine, but he collected a huge monthly sum from Burisma. He admitted he had no experience. Why was he paid this money? And around the same time, that was when Joe Biden went to Ukraine because he was heading up the Ukraine effort for the Obama administration, and said, and he bragged about it later, that he's, you're not getting $1 billion until you fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma and his son Hunter. He gave them 6 hours or else they're not getting the money. And then son of a B, they gave him the money. And then if you look at the reports about Joe Biden when it comes to, you know, Russia, $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch. Have you confirmed the $100 million investment from the same oligarch, the former first lady of Moscow, in a real estate venture with the Bidens?
Yeah, everything's fallen into play, Sean. Everything you said, and you know, we're to the point now. I think every reasonable American realizes that the Biden family, and that would be both the president's two brothers as well as his son, have taken millions and millions of dollars that they should have never taken. But what we're into now from our investigation is there are potentially five instances where Joe Biden, as either vice president or president, has made major decisions that were in direct opposition to what would have been in the best interest of the American people. And in all five of those instances, you can trace significant sums of money coming from our adversaries to Biden family members. In other words, we fear this administration's compromise because of all the money that the Biden family's taken. And I think the press corps and the liberal elites in Washington are starting to recognize that Joe Biden's got a major problem.
The Senate committee that investigated a lot of these issues, the Senate Homeland Security Committee, other committees. In 2013, Hunter travels with his father to China on Air Force Two. It was a big Asia trip, and China was part of it. 10 days later, the Senate committee claimed that he struck a lucrative deal with the Bank of China, $1 billion that later became $1.5 billion, despite his terrible reputation. Why would they give such a big job to a guy that we don't see has any experience in this field at all? You know, why wouldn't you go to Morgan Stanley or Deutsche Bank or Goldman Sachs? Do you have any explanation for that? And can you confirm the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China?
I can confirm that he had multiple deals with Chinese interests that were funneling money through the Bank of China. Now, we've requested these bank records and these bank violations. They will list those foreign transactions. We have reports of what they were, but once we get those bank records, then we'll know whether or not that is factual. But I think the odds are very good that they were. Now, what we do know from talking to the various people that we've been meeting with over the past year that were in Hunter Biden's circle is their business model. And when I say they, I'm talking about Hunter Biden and both the president's brothers. Their business model with our adversaries is they would go in and they would say, we have access to the highest levels of our government. And it's not just the Biden name. We have access to cabinet secretaries. We have access to department heads. We can help you navigate the bureaucracy, even though our country's government isn't supposed to do business with you. We can make things happen. We can part the wave. We can do whatever we can to help you if you pay us enough money.
Let me ask this question. Can you prove that that was their pitch? Do you have evidence to that?
There are two lawsuits right now where people have claimed in federal bankruptcy court that Joe Biden's brother made a pitch to them that he could help this healthcare company in Tennessee. It was a startup healthcare company that they could he could help them get millions of dollars of money from the United Arab Emirates through his brother's contacts if they give him enough money to go over there and do some bribes and meet with some government officials in the United Arab Emirates. So there are two lawsuits where the records are fairly public. We've got other whistleblowers that have come forward. Now, Sean, what I plan on doing is in the coming weeks, we plan on having some of these people start coming in for transcribed interviews, depositions, and eventually committee hearings. So, you know, this investigation is well under its way. We had the transcribed interview dealing with the documents this week. Next week, we've got the three Twitter employees coming in for a committee hearing. I mean, this investigation is well underway, and I think we're going to start having a lot more answers to our questions very soon.
So these people, you believe, are going to testify under oath, and in other cases, they already have to that fact?
Well, they're suing Biden family members. I mean, everybody looks at Hunter Biden, and it's bad with Hunter Biden. But people forget about the president's other brothers. The only reason we don't talk about the president's brother is because they didn't leave a laptop lying around. This was a family business. This wasn't just the president's son. This was the president's two brothers as well. And there's evidence out there that we've been accumulating for nearly a year on the president's brothers that's consistent with Hunter Biden. The one difference with the brothers is they were involved in more Middle Eastern deals. So, you know, we always hear about Hunter Biden in Ukraine, Russia, and China, and it's bad there. But the brothers were involved in Middle Eastern deals. So, you know, it's just the one thing that's consistent with this family is they did business with our adversaries around the world. And this is all going to come to light very soon.
Quick break. We'll come back more with House Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Comer on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue on this Friday, Hannity, 9 Eastern tonight.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue with House Oversight Committee Chair Jim Comer, who's with us. You said at one point that this was an investigation into the president himself, Joe Biden. You stand by that, and what did you mean by that?
We don't know what's legal and what's not legal with respect to influence peddling. And at the end of the day, once this investigation's over, I hope that there's a legislative fix to determine what is allowable and what isn't allowable with respect to family members profiting off the President of the United States. Having said that, what this investigation is about is Joe Biden. What did Joe Biden know? What role did Joe Biden play? And did Joe Biden benefit financially from his family's shady business dealings? And did Joe Biden make decisions that were not in the best interest of the American people because of all the money his family received from our adversaries? That's what we're investigating.
But isn't that illegal already, or you don't know that fact? If what is alleged is true, is that illegal?
We believe it is. If Joe Biden made decisions against the best interest of the American people for financial gain, then I believe that is very illegal.
Now, we all saw the tape of Joe Biden, you know, bragging that you're not. I told them in Ukraine, you're not getting $1 billion. You're not going to get it. You got 6 hours, and he was demanding that a prosecutor in Ukraine as vice president be fired or else they're not going to get $1 billion. I believe they were loan guarantees, but of taxpayer money. So, and then he gave him the 6 hour deadline, and his words were, son of a bee, they fired him and they got the money. And the prosecutor that we found out was investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden, I guess that investigation stopped. Now, that sounds an awful lot like a quid pro quo to me. Do you think that's a quid pro quo?
Well, the Democrats would call that a quid pro quo and an impeachable offense, wouldn't you think, Sean?
Well, I would think that if Donald Trump were president and all this money was flowing from China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and God knows where else, into Eric Trump's deals and Don Jr.'s deals and Ivanka's deals, yeah, I think they would be calling it that and worse and screaming bloody murder.
Exactly. And it's just unbelievable the double standards the media has. But I think that's turning, Sean. I mean, you're seeing CBS, they're starting to grill Jean-Pierre in the briefing room. They're starting to have stories on this. Even CNN is digging around on some of this stuff. I mean, I talked to reporters with ABC and NBC as well. They're investigative reporters. They realize that this president has not been truthful about his family's shady business dealings. At the very least, they know he knew about every one of them. They've seen the pictures. They've seen the emails. I think they watch Hannity now at night to get caught up on what's going on.
And well, we were the ones that I didn't get the crap beat out of me by the Columbia Journalism Review over reporting the dirty Russian Clinton bought and paid for dossier. It was the New York Times and the Washington Post that were wrong. And that little show Hannity ended up being vindicated time and time again on our reporting of as we got the spy balloon now over Kansas. Maybe somebody in the Defense Department will say we need to retrieve that balloon and bring it back down to Earth. And I think that's something that's very doable. Anyway, we appreciate your work and time. Thank you so much, Congressman James Comer.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. We'll hit the phones today on this Friday. We have Hannity tonight with all the latest details on this intelligence balloon.
Can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. Glad you're with us this Friday. We got a big show tonight on Hannity, a live audience show. Mike Pompeo will be our special guest, weighing in on Joe Biden seemingly doing nothing about the reconnaissance balloon, you know, spotted over Missouri as of late. That was as of this afternoon. And what is Joe doing? The only thing they've done is Anthony Blinken, who's useless anyway, has canceled his trip or postponed it to China. Big deal. Anyway, we'll get to your calls on this in a second. 800-941-SEAN is our number. You know, if you are a believer, as I am, in the sanctity of life, the miracle of life being a gift, natural rights come from God. We believe that. Life in general comes from God. I believe that as well. And life is precious. That's why we have proudly partnered with this great group called Preborn Pregnancy Network. And they don't get, by the way, a penny from the federal government. And they are using the science of ultrasound when there's an unexpected pregnancy or a woman's considering abortion to let them make the most informed decision possible. And what they have discovered is with this imaging that is now better than it's ever been, you can see fingers and toes and facial features and hear the heartbeat, is that when expecting moms see and hear that they choose life more often than not. They've rescued over 200,000 babies just through the use of ultrasound science. Now, one ultrasound is $28. They get no government funding. You can sponsor one. You can sponsor five for $140. That means you're helping to rescue babies' lives and putting your money where your principles are. And I'm going to be donating as well. Every gift is tax deductible. 100% of your donation goes to the cause. You can donate securely. You take out your cell phone, you dial #250, say the keyword baby. #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean. Great organization. All right. So, you know, I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. You know, we have America under assault by the communist Chinese. Remember this? Up and away, my beautiful,
the world's a nice place.
Now, there are options. No, no, you can keep the music up. We have the option of going up there and retrieving the balloon. That would be my favorite option. And if that doesn't work, I think we have other options. And one of them would be, you know, we know where the balloon is. It's been over Missouri for a good part of the day today.
Kansas, and then it was over Montana.
Missouri. It's been over Missouri for a good part of the day. Kansas, yes. You just can't make it up. Or they could just shoot the sucker right out of the sky. Why are we getting lectured, allowing the Chinese to lecture us? You know, we had two Air Force fighter jets scrambling from Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to Montana, where the balloon was observed. Well, if we can send people to the moon, and the communist Chinese have a reconnaissance balloon spying us on us in our airspace, either retrieve it and learn from it what is in it, or shoot it down. Those are the only two options I see. All right, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Don is in Iowa. Don, that balloon's close to you right now. How are you doing?
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a truck driver. I'm actually in New Mexico right now, coming home.
Well, you know what? Everybody, maybe whatever state it's the balloon is flying over, everybody should step out of the house and shoot the bird to the communist Chinese.
I do that every day. Anyway, first of all, I'm a Marine veteran with intel experience as well.
Well, you get two Semper Fis, one for being an amazing Marine. Second, you get one for being a trucker, and you know my love and passion for truckers, because every store would be empty if it wasn't for the hard work that you guys do, and it's been particularly hard the last couple of years because I have friends in the trucking business.
Your promotion of trucking has helped us in the past, I promise, in ways you wouldn't even know. But and thank you. And Democrats probably want us to believe it's the professor from The Wizard of Oz flying over Kansas in a balloon, by the way. But in all honesty, in 2001, or 2000, yeah, 2001, the Chinese knocked an American spy plane out of the sky that was on a reconnaissance mission. And they didn't mess around with it. They sent a recovery jet up to mess with it, and it flew into some of the ailerons and knocked the plane out of the sky. The Chinese captured that plane and got a ton of intelligence information from us. They weren't afraid to knock it down. They went ahead and they did it.
Well, I don't want to just knock it down and ruin every bit of equipment when it crashes to Earth. I'd rather recover it if at all possible. And I've got to believe if we can send men to the moon and they can walk on the moon, that we can recover this stupid reconnaissance balloon.
Absolutely. I'd put a round through it and make it just descend slowly, if that's their only option. And this way here, they can...
It might be a way to get a controlled descent on this. I mean, think about it. I've been in a C-130 once when I flew to Iraq. I was there for two in-air refuelings. One of the most phenomenal operations. It's, you know, 22-year-old pilots, for crying out loud. These guys were amazing. And watching an in-air refueling is incredible. You know, how many times do we have...
Five tanker.
Well, what if we had somebody in a parachute fly, if at all... I don't know if this is possible. I'm just throwing out ideas as a civilian. I don't know what's possible or not. You know, but I want to find a way to recover that balloon and bring it down to Earth and take it. I want it... It's our balloon. It's flying over our airspace. We own it. That's it. And Joe just doesn't seem to care.
Well, you know, is compromised by the Chinese, as the whole Democrat Party is. Dianne Feinstein with her Chinese spy driver, who they allowed to retire instead of put in prison. They let him retire on a California pension. Ridiculous. Swalwell getting Fang Fang to back his campaign for election into Congress, and they allow that to go through. Ridiculous. There's so many more instances. The Chinese are our enemy. They have been. In North Korea, they were our enemy. In Vietnam, they were our enemy. Today, they are still our enemy. We are not at war with them. They are at war with us. And we need to stop pitter-pattering around with them, and we've got to take... otherwise, they're just going to walk all over us, and Joe Biden is going to allow it.
Well, thank you for your service to your country. Thanks for, you know, hauling our food and supplies to every store that you go to, every city you stop at. We appreciate all that you do, and we're glad you're out there listening. I hope you have a great weekend, Don. Thank you. Great observations. All right, let's stay on this. Let's see. Kurt in Utah. Kurt, how are you? What do you think we should do with the beautiful balloon and reconnaissance balloon of the Chinese?
Well, Sean, I think we should shoot it down and or recover it, like you're saying. But just like your other caller, I'm a 25-year retired disabled Army vet, and I'm driving truck right now in Kansas.
Wow. I mean, what similarities? Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for what you do with over-the-road work, which is really hard. And I'm sorry you guys have had to struggle a lot in the last 2 years. I really am. I know all about it. People very close to me in the trucking business, and I know it's a struggle.
It's slowed down a little bit, but hopefully it'll pick back up once we get this guy out of office.
Well, it's that, but it's also the high price of diesel. You know, are you an owner-operator, or do you work for a company?
I used to be an owner-operator, but I sold in Biden's first year when the prices got too high, and now I'm a company driver.
I know people that did the same thing, and now they actually lease trucks from, like, Ryder and other places. And the benefit of leasing the truck is you don't have to worry about finding spare parts. I know a guy that ran a company, and they, you know, it was a small trucking company. I think they had like 10, 12 trucks, something like that. They had to take one of their trucks and lay it down and use that as the spare part truck for the other trucks to keep them on the road.
Right, right, yeah.
Anyway, so you think you agree with me on the balloon?
I do. And it, you know, I scratch my head thinking when these reports first came out and Biden said shoot it down and, you know, and the Pentagon overruled him. Well, the Pentagon doesn't have the power to overrule the president.
You mean the commander-in-chief, the guy that's supposed to make the decision? The guy whose family is in business with China, that guy?
Exactly. So I don't believe that Biden said shoot it down. I think that was just a cover to, you know, make Biden look good. I think he knows all about this, and they're allowing it to happen. Yep. And it pisses me off, to be honest with you.
I think that he and all of his top generals ought to be conferring right now in real time about how to deal with this. And my first preference would be to recover it if you can't shoot it down. That's it.
Exactly. I want to see what they're looking at. And, yeah, they give the story, well, we're going to track it to see what they're looking at. No. This is our country. This is our airspace. Absolutely not. You know, they're supposed to be in charge of the security of this country. What the hell are they doing letting this thing fly over?
Listen, they all ought to be in the Situation Room, and this ought to be done now. It should have been done when they first discovered this big, beautiful balloon from China was flying over our airspace spying on us. You know, the fact that it's gone on, they've known about it for days. They don't tell us as usual, the most transparent administration. I'm sorry, they're gathering intelligence on this country. And the next thing we got to stop is selling the strategic petroleum reserves to the Chinese. And the next thing we got to stop is allowing the communist Chinese to be buying our farmland, our ranch land, and buying land near military bases. How stupid are we? Hell no. They're a hostile regime. They are an enemy of this country, and they've made it clear. You know, look at the threats that they give our country, telling our speak. Thank you for your service, and thank you for what you do every day to keep our store shelves full. We appreciate it. Quick break, right back to the phones, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have started now their Let Us Do Good Village. We've been telling you about in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Now, it is the first of a kind. It's a community of about 100 homes, and they're all for Tunnel to Towers program recipients. Now, Gold Star family called the Hortons, they were the first to move into this Let Us Do Good Village, and their widow Danielle and children Jalen and Kinsley, they moved there after the death of their husband and father, Robert, a U.S. Army sergeant. Danielle calls this home the biggest blessing, and in this Let Us Do Good Village, Gold Star families of fallen first responders and catastrophically injured first responders and service members, they're all neighbors, and these are heroes and families of heroes living in one community, all helping each other grow and heal together. They understand what they're going through. Children grow up together. They support one another. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. And the Let Us Do Good Village, it's the first of many communities like it. And they're asking all of us to commit $11 a month. Just go to their website, Tunnel to Towers, the letter T, the number two, the letter T dot org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T dot org. And let this be the first of many communities to help out these brave men and women fighting for our liberties and our freedoms.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Eric in Texas. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's going on?
So I kind of want to hear more about the Project Veritas tape that's going on with the Pfizer guy. I also would like to hear, you know, a lot more about, like, the ongoing COVID fascism. It seems to be something that doesn't really get a lot of playtime on your show in comparison to, like, the Hunter Biden stuff.
Well, you have to decide. My understanding is the guy that, you know, basically talked about a version, as I understood it, to be gain of function, has retracted the story. Which version do you believe? The first one or the second one? Do you think the second one's a CYA? Whatever it happens to be. You know, but, I would like to see Pfizer go out and answer a lot more questions. And every time the CEO of Pfizer has been asked that I've seen, I think it was Tommy Lahren that actually put a montage together. And I'm like, this guy doesn't want to answer questions. So, you know, this is why, Eric, remember during the height of COVID, were you listening to my show at that time?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening for a very long time.
Well, thank you. Do you remember me saying over and over again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not. You know how much pressure was brought to bear on me and this show to tell my audience that I care deeply about, that gives me a life that I love, a passion of mine to be on the radio and TV, that they were telling me that I had a responsible duty to be telling all of you what to do with your bodies. I'm not a doctor, but this is how insane this has gotten. And I'll tell you this, I come out of this having learned a lot. I will never, ever, ever trust the government on a health issue again. That's my conclusion. Everyone else has to make up their own mind. But they got everything wrong.
I could not agree more. I mean, I've even, like, did some research into it and found out that if I just use, like, nasal rinse, that helps more than a lot of the other stuff. Just a simple saline rinse helps as far as clearing up the virus. There's a lot of information out there that's being hidden. So it's just stuff that I wish would get pounded more, especially, like, the Veritas thing, because you were so good on doing the Project Veritas with the abortion stuff. And
yeah.
You hammered it. So I would like to see that same kind of hammering at home of what's going on behind the scenes with these medical companies.
You know, it's hard when you have somebody that recants a statement that they made and say it's not true. There's a lot of issues that I have to deal with that I really can't even talk about. Not that I don't want to be transparent and as open and honest with you as I can that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, if you knew the scrutiny and the amount of absolute dollars that have to go out to defend my ability to do this show every day, you wouldn't believe it. It would shock your conscience. I promise you.
Hey, last thing before I get off, man, good job hiring a Texas girl to do your phone screening. Katie was super nice.
Katie's engaged. Why are you flirting with Katie? Because that's what you're doing.
Hey, I'm a happily married man, sir. 11 years.
11 years. I'm going to take you at your word on that, but it sounds like you're flirting with Katie to me. I don't know. That's what I hear.
No. She just had that Southern hospitality. That's all, and I appreciated it.
I'm just saying, Linda, didn't you think that sounded a little flirty for Katie?
I'm not getting involved in this. This sounds weird. I feel like I'm only going to make it worse.
By the way, that's usually the case, so why would it be any different? Eric, we appreciate your call. God bless you, my friend. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.